Ramping up the investigation. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Attorney General appoints special counsel Robert Hur to look into the classified documents found at President Biden's home and former office. Republican Senator Tom Tillis tells Fox News it absolutely matters how documents are handled.
It could be giving away operations internationally. It could be giving away the identities of people who could be at risk if their identities are disclosed.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's attorney is certain the investigation will show the documents were inadvertently misplaced. Elvis's only child, Lisa Marie Presley, died last night at 54 after being hospitalized for an apparent heart attack 2 days earlier. She attended the Golden Globes, where the movie Elvis won an award. Extra host Billy Bush tells Fox 11 LA he interviewed her there and noticed she was not her usual self.
She was very uneven in her balance. The speech was very slow. And definitely when the interview was over, I turned to my producer next to me and said, something's off here.
An outpouring of love on social media from Hollywood stars, including John Travolta, who posted, "Lisa, baby girl, I'm so sorry. I'll miss you, but I know I'll see you again." Cleanup will continue today in the South after severe weather slammed 8 states and killed one person in Georgia and at least 6 people in Alabama. The storm generated a string of tornadoes, including one that hit Autauga County.
Our problem right now is a lot of power lines down with a lot of trees blocking the roads in all of those areas.
Emergency Management Director Ernie Baggett, one tornado trapped staff and children in a daycare, but no fatalities there. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Congress is vowing to get to the bottom of many flight cancellations over the last few weeks.
A perplexed Congress after a cascade of air travel snafus. The most recent, the first complete airline ground stop since 9/11, thanks to crashing computers. Flight cancellations are double what they were 5 years ago. Delayed flights the highest since 2018. Even though the industry scored nearly $79 billion in COVID cash. President Biden nominated Philip Washington to run the FAA, renominated him last week. Washington has an abbreviated aviation resume, and he faces scrutiny in a public corruption probe. Lawmakers may blame the FAA and the airlines for the debacle, but air travel advocates say Congress bears some responsibility, greenlighting mergers like U.S. Airways and United, Northwest and Delta.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Actor Kevin Spacey is set to appear in a London courtroom via video link.
Kevin Spacey faces 7 charges relating to one male complainant over incidents alleged to have taken place between 2001 and 2004. 3 counts of indecent assault, 3 of sexual assault, and 1 count of causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. This in addition to 5 other sex offences to which the star pleaded not guilty last July. Despite his legal troubles, Spacey will on Monday make his first voluntary public appearance for 5 years. He'll be honoured by Italy's National Cinema Museum in Turin. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Tesla is cutting prices for some of its vehicles sold in the U.S. by nearly 20%. And the Wall Street Journal reports that those cuts are likely to allow some buyers to qualify for a $7,500 U.S. government tax credit. That's because the price cap for that credit is $55,000. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.